From NPR News in Washington, I'm Jack Spear. BP will be allowed to keep the cap closed on its busted well in the Gulf of Mexico for another day. Government officials saying that decision was made amid some positive signs, including a buildup in pressure of the contained well. Thad Allen is the government's point person on the spill and says the company is closely monitoring the situation in the Gulf.
That pressure now sits at 6,811 PSI. It continues to gradually rise. Several pounds or a pound or so every hour, and that's a positive trend.
While there was some oil seepage being reported less than 2 miles from the well, both Allen and BP officials now say it does not appear to be connected with the well itself. Allen says the main priority continues to be finishing a relief well, which would allow for a permanent closure of the ruptured well. President Obama is meeting Britain's new prime minister Tuesday, and one of many issues likely to come up is last year's release of a Libyan convicted of bombing Pan Am Flight 103 over Lockerbie, Scotland. More from NPR's Michelle Kellerman.
British Prime Minister David Cameron told the BBC that he disagreed with a Scottish court decision made before he was in office to release Abdelbaset al-Megrahi last year. Cameron called it completely and utterly wrong. Several senators are asking the Justice Department to look into whether oil giant BP played a role, lobbying for al-Megrahi's release in return for oil deals with Libya. White House spokesman Robert Gibbs says this is one issue likely to come up when President Obama meets Prime Minister Cameron. A State Department spokesman pointed out that the British government has already said that there's no evidence that BP influenced the decision. Scottish officials said they released al-Megrahi for medical reasons. The U.S. argued he should have spent the rest of his life behind bars. Michelle Kellerman, NPR News, Washington.
Two more detainees have been transferred from the military prison at Guantanamo Bay, Cuba. NPR's Kerry Johnson has details.
The Obama administration says one detainee went to Algeria and another was sent to Cape Verde. The departures mean that 178 men remain at the Cuban military base. The transfers come only days after another detainee was sent home to Yemen, after more than 8 years in prison. President Obama promised to close Guantanamo shortly after taking office. Though legal and practical hurdles prevented him from keeping that pledge, diplomats at the State Department are still trying to broker deals to resettle some of the remaining detainees. The White House wanted to put the detainees in a refurbished prison in Thompson, Illinois, but Congress has balked at setting aside money to pay for the facility and to bring detainees into the U.S. for trial. Carrie Johnson, NPR News, Washington.
Nation's home builders appear to be turning somewhat more bearish. The group says its confidence index for July fell to its lowest level since March. Builders say there's a sharp drop in buyers looking for new homes, including first-time buyers, after the expiration of a popular tax credit in April. Wall Street rebounded after last week's losses amid some positive earnings news. The Dow was up 56 points. This is NPR. Supreme Court nominee Elena Kagan says she may recuse herself from some matters related to the new health care law if she's appointed to the court. Kagan responding to questions from members of a Senate Judiciary Committee who questioned her involvement as Solicitor General in defending the law. The committee is scheduled to vote on her nomination tomorrow after Republican lawmakers called for a one-week delay. Kagan was Solicitor General while the health law was being passed and a state sued the federal government challenging its constitutionality. A publishing milestone, Amazon has announced sales of Kindles have overtaken sales of hardcover books, and this seismic shift has taken place less than 3 years since the Kindle's been on the market. NPR's Lynn Neary has more.
The publishing industry has been fretting about the effect of e-books on overall sales, and now they have an answer. Amazon says over the last month it sold 180 Kindle books for every 100 hardcovers, and it sold three times as many Kindle books in the first half of this year as in the first half of last year. Amazon founder and CEO Jeff Bezos calls the development astonishing, given that the company has been selling books for 15 years, but only started selling Kindle books 33 months ago. Last month, Kindle lowered the price of its e-book reader from $259 to $189. Amazon says the growth rate for sales of the Kindle have tripled since then. Lynn Neary, NPR News, Washington.
Strike by air traffic controllers in France could lead to disruption of air service in and out of the country. That strike expected to begin tomorrow evening over a plan to unify European airspace. France's Civil Aviation Authority says it asked airlines to cancel 20% of flights to Charles de Gaulle and 50% at smaller Orly Airport. I'm Jack Spear, NPR News, in Washington.